If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I have a love-hate relationship with my phone. I feel like it does add a lot of convenience to my life, but then there are times I'm like, just really need you out of my life. Like specifically when we're eating dinner, not that we do it a lot at home, but if we're sitting at the dinner table, we have a no cell phone rule. Like if Art and I have them, they're upside down, but no table talk, or we are table talking, not on our phones. What about you guys? What's your rule?
Oh, man. Our rule is just basically try to stay off of it. There's really no reason to be sitting and scrolling when you have, like, the kids that want to play. That's
right.
That's my biggest thing is I'll come home, and I used to be really good at it. I'd take my phone, and I'd throw it in my bedroom, out of sight, out of mind. I'd come out. I'd help Tori, you know, prep dinner, play with the kids. But then there was a part of me that's like, well, what if there's an emergency?
Right.
What happens if, you know, my parents are trying to reach out to me. If you are, if something happened with work, then I got to have my phone on me. So I have it on me, and I just try to remember, like, you don't need to scroll. There's no reason to be on. But still, I find myself, I'll think of, like, oh, I wonder what the weather's going to be tomorrow. And I'll check that, and then all of a sudden, before you know, I'm 20 videos in on TikTok.
100%.
It's awful.
I've had it happen before where Carter's like, Mom, put your phone down. Let's go play. And I'm like, oh, when you hear it out of their mouths, you're like, okay, yeah, you're right. I do need to kind of separate.
I want to smash my phone with a hammer.
Yeah.
When the kids, once the kids say something about it, that's game over.
But it's finding that balance. And we were talking yesterday, George and Amal Clooney have a pretty strict rule when it comes to cell phones in their house.
Yeah, they have a basket right next to their front door. And this goes for family and anybody who's visiting. Once you walk in, you put your phone in that basket. And then you go continue life inside the house. They said there's too many moments that just aren't private anymore. And there's not a lot of, you lose a lot of attention because everyone's always glued to their phone. So when you say that you're going to leave the house, you can grab the phone and you can go.
Or even like in the house when you're like, well, let me record that. Oh, let me get this.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, do it this way. And like, I find myself, I'm guilty of this, where I'm like, okay, do it again. Like, and I'm like, no, that wasn't in the moment. Now I'm trying to recreate something that happened. I have good intentions, but I'm like, no, it all revolves around the phone.
100%.
All right, let's compare houses. In your house, what is your rule when it comes to cell phone, either usage or at the dinner table? Do you have any specific rules? Give us a call or send us a text now at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. I would be a liar if I told you that I have very strict cell phone rules in my house. I try to at least have the basics, like no cell phones at the dinner table.
Smart.
That's kind of the big one. As far as screen time, I just kind of monitor as far as what the day's going, what needs to get done. Like, did you get your chores done? Did you, you know, get up and shower? You're not just a sloth on the couch.
Well, have you seen those hacks where I've seen on the internet, like the parents will change the Wi-Fi password every single day.
What?
That way when the kids wake up, it's like, hey, look, you can't get on the internet. Go do all your chores, and I'll give you the new password that, so that they can get on. I think that's genius.
That sounds like a lot of work. I think I'd just be like, just go do your chores.
Inflict fear in them.
Yes, the evil mother that I am. People weighing in on their cell phone rules at home. Melissa says she actually goes by the American Board of Pediatrics guidelines and only allows 3 hours of electronics per day.
Okay. I didn't know there were guidelines.
Me neither. I'm definitely not following them. Also says that their internet automatically disconnects at 10 o'clock.
See, I like that. I like the internet not being accessible at certain times and the parent being in full control.
Well, and even for me, I think that would be good to like turn the internet off at 10. Like there's nothing you need to be doing on Tuesday night at 10 o'clock scrolling. Like you should be sleeping.
How's Art with the internet and the phone? Is he pretty glued?
He's not into social media a lot. Like, he has Instagram and that's it. But he's more so, like, he'll find a game and he'll get stuck on a game. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm trying to beat this level. I've been trying. And I'm like, okay. But, like, if he's busy doing that, then I'm sitting there scrolling. And that's when it's like, look at us both sitting next to each other, not talking because our phones. And then that's usually when it's like, okay, let's put our phones down. Like, how was your day? Good.
Actually talk to each other. We fall victim to that too. But I mean, I think phones have such a negative connotation, but there's times where if you do open up TikTok or Instagram, whatever it may be, and just the clever, funny videos that give you such a good laugh, I'm like, that's not bad. Like, you're finding joy in something.
I like this one that weighed in on our Facebook, and it more so with teens, and this is what I get worried about because Carter's already started with his Apple Watch, like texting his friends and stuff. But she said, in my house, and I have 6 kids, I am allowed to go through your phone at any given time. You must always have your location on. If I see anything that is inappropriate, I will take away your phone. And you must make sure that it is charged so I can get a hold of you.
Wow.
Yeah.
I actually blacked out after you said 6 kids.
Just imagine that phone bill.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.